This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Number two, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So, it is. I had this gentleman on once, and he was here, I think maybe twice. And then, since the last time I saw him, he's been hired by 17 or 23 or 90 other entities, and now he's got so many hats. It's just amazing. But joining me again from the gunrider.substack.com, in addition to everything else, is Lee Williams. How you doing, sir?
It is so great to be back, Bill. I really look forward to doing your show, man. It's fun.
What now? You got a few other gigs. Let's tell everybody about the new gigs, because I mean, these are some of these things are quite they're going to bring a lot of impact.
Well, that's what we hope to do. I mean, I'm the editor of Second Amendment Foundation's Investigative Journalism Project. First and foremost, we are trying to serve as a reliable source of information, unlike CNN, the rest of the mainstream media, when it comes to issues affecting your right to keep and bear arms. I'm also on the board of Florida Carry. I love that organization. One of the most active state gun groups in the country. And a couple other things. Mark Walters and I just started a new website called Armed American News, which was started in response to the mainstream media and especially CNN, because they have this horrible habit of blending news and opinion. And you can't tell where the reporter's opinion starts or where the news stops. So we, on our new site, which is armedamericannews.com, we keep them separate the way it was intended to be. So you can click on our site. There's news stories. You want to see what we think about stuff? There's opinion stories there, too. And I think that's about it. Maybe I've missed one or two, but I am definitely busy. I write for MLM, too. But, you know, the cause needs that, brother. I mean, we need it now more than ever.
Yeah, but it's good that you're out there, and you are Johnny on the spot, and you are the fresh blood, because it's always good to have a new perspective come out, and your perspective is quite based on critical thinking. So let's kick it right off with the top of the page, because I talked about this the other day to a degree. I want to see what you found out about this, and I'm talking about the rise of an American secret police force.
Yeah, it is scary. I know, you know, we're like-minded in a lot of ways. That's interesting. You picked up on this too. This one scares me, though. I mean, basically, you have a federal law enforcement agency. We're talking about the U.S. Capitol Police. That's not accountable to the public. They believe they're not subject to the Freedom of Information Act or FOIA request. I mean, as I point out in the column, even the CIA responds to FOIA requests. Although it does, trust me, it does take them a while.
Right.
So now, they don't publish their annual reports, unlike every other law enforcement agency in North America. They don't publish information on officers' discipline. They don't publish. They are opaque in a time when law enforcement agencies are becoming more and more transparent. I mean, I have a friend who's a sheriff. He's got all his general orders and policies in the local library and online if you want to see what he's doing. But these guys, they believe since they work for Congress, they are part of the legislative branch, that they, and the Congress, as you know, is immune from FOIA. They're exempt from FOIA. USCP, the Capitol Police, believe that they're exempt from FOIA. They don't even publish their internal investigations, that the Inspector General writes. Now you've got this horrible, opaque, unaccountable, secret police force with a very cozy relationship with Congress, the kind that develops between protector and protectees. And now they want to create field offices all over the country where these officers are going to work. And Florida and California are first. They're putting a field office in the San Francisco Bay Area and then one in Tampa because they say that that's where the most threats are coming to Congress. I don't believe that. I don't trust that. I'm sure you don't either. They just want, Congress just wants, and this is Pelosi and Schumer, their own little bully boy police force that can go out and do whatever they want, and the public will never know about it.
Well, I mean, the problem I think they're going to have with this is, first of all, you know, they ran out of money. They're going to get the funding, but they ran out of money. They don't have money right now to make payroll in the Capitol Police at the moment.
Good.
But they will get that. That will get taken care of. But the other thing is that while they're out there, getting out there and doing all the secret squirrel stuff, they can't really do anything. They can't really do anything that is too long sweeping because they don't have a logistics train available to them at all.
No.
I mean, if they get out there, they're going to be out there. They're going to be like really hanging out there, sort of dangling in the wind. I would imagine some of these state attorney generals are going to get out there and say, hey, you know, I was just thinking about this, just spitballing here. What about this whole jurisdictional thing?
Yeah.
When did the U.S. Capitol Police get jurisdiction in my state? I've got my own state police. Thanks.
Well, they have a habit of not really sticking to their mandate. The story points out that they're making a lot of arrests at Union Station, a lot of drug arrests, which is not their mandate, and Union Station is not capital property. I mean, they make 10% of the annual arrests at Union Station, which they shouldn't even be there, okay? They've got D.C. Metro PD, and D.C. Metro is a hell of a good PD, really, really a professional agency, what you would want in a national capital. But then they don't publish any reports on any of these arrests or anything. So I think if Congress wants them to do something and go after people who they view are threats, not people who have made threats, and I think that's the big difference here, they'll do it regardless of their mandate, regardless of the law.
Well, I can see they're going to try to do a bunch of stuff, and this leads me to my next little thing. And, you know, I'd like to discuss this with you when we come back because we're coming up on the first break. But some of this stuff that the left is trying to pull, and I'm sure right now the basis behind this was because of the unarmed insurrection. Is that their basis behind this, the unarmed failure insurrection when Thor and the grandparent selfie takers from Instagram were out there having a raucous good time sitting on Nancy Pelosi's desk and stealing a letter? The horror. Can you imagine? This is where we need to superimpose Marlon Brando from Apocalypse Now when he's going, the horror, the horror.
Well, that's not far from the case. Joe Biden just called it today the worst test of our democracy since the Civil War.
Of course, Joe would say I tell you what, hang on. Joe would say that because Joe's looking for the Matlock Marathon. You hang on for me. All of this stuff that I'm looking at today is at gunwriter.substack.com. If you want to start there, that's a good place to catch up with Mr. Williams. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Blank Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with gun writer Lee Williams. We could talk a little more about the whole secret police thing, simply because the point I want to make here is whoever it is, whether it's President DeSantis or President Trump, whoever the next president is, they're going to have, and the Congress too, the Congress is going to have to get, they're going to have to get some intestines of steel. They're going to have to unwind a lot of this stuff, or it is going to, if they allow it to sit there and fester, it's going to get to a point to where things could get kinetic when they least expect it. Your thoughts on that?
I can't disagree. I really can't disagree. I mean, they're so over the top on this thing. Biden said today at his speech, it was the greatest threat, this demonstration, whatever you want to call it, to our democracy since the Civil War. Okay, I knew some World War II veterans, they're no longer here, unfortunately, that might have disagreed with him about that.
Well, they've compared it to 9/11.
Yeah.
I mean, I watched that on 9/11. I watched the second plane go in live, and I went and got my sons out of school before I went to work. And when they were like, "Well, why? Why?" and I was like, "Do you know how many planes are in the sky right now at any given time?"
Oh God, yeah.
That's why. I mean, if you see one coming at you, it's too late. If you can see the nose coming at you, you're done, because it's coming at you at about 700 miles an hour. So it's, you know, you're pretty much done. And that was one of those days where nobody knew what to think or what to do. And there was plenty of people. You probably know a few people that were there. And while Trump was still talking at the Ellipse, they were actually starting to go in. And they had been, they got out there and they got seated by a couple of Antifa types, a couple of BLM types. So,
but to consider that the greatest threat this democracy has ever faced, I mean, he's gone, brother. I mean, that is just completely over the top. And I think that these Capitol Police officers in these field offices are going to feed on that. And the president says we've got to do something. And like I said, I'm not too concerned about their investigating people who have made threats. But I think they're going to. I think what they'll be doing is investigating people who they view as threats. And as I point out in the story, that could very easily be gun owners or anybody else who doesn't agree with Joe, because he calls us all violent extremists.
Absolutely. 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 And here's the thing. I saw this, and I think maybe you wrote it. I don't know who might have written it, but I saw something where they were talking about how many guns had been confiscated by the police in Chicago. Yeah. No, it was Dick Durbin that said this. Dick Durbin said this. And my question that I would ask the esteemed senator, if he were here in front of me, was, "That's fine, Senator. I understand your alarm. That's your, you know, that's your stomping ground and everything. Just out of curiosity, how many people prior to the day they had their gun confiscated were just law-abiding citizens, that, you know, just your regular run-of-the-mill people, not parts of gangs or, you know, part of the drug culture or something else? How many just regular people did got their guns confiscated by the CPD on this particular day while you were out there saying the big problem is guns and it's not the crime or it's not the criminal?" And, you know, that's my big thing. So, I mean, they've got the uphill battle. But the other thing I think, and I'd be really curious as to what you think about this. You know, Kamala Harris got out there the other day and said, "I don't know if people have copy machines available to them in the rural areas."
Yeah.
You know, I don't live in a big metropolitan area, and I'm surrounded by copy machines. And I don't honestly think they have any clue what's out here.
No.
And they can investigate and do all this other stuff, but the biggest problem that all of these things have that they want to do that I see, besides the Capitol Police, which it must have been a Capitol Police officer that shot Ashley Babbitt. Besides the Capitol Police, most of the rest of the police have been thrown under the bus. They're either being defunded or demonized and all this other stuff. And on the one hand, they want to take all the guns away, and they want to get rid of the police who are normally the ones in force taking away guns. They've got... This is concentric circles going out with spikes on both sides, out from the center, and sooner or later, someone's going to hold one of them up, they're all going to crash.
Well, I couldn't agree more. I'll say this about Malice statements. I'm from the upper Midwest. Half of my family's in agriculture, okay? They live out in remote areas because they farm.
Okay? Right.
Plenty of access to copy machines. Okay, most of them have better cell phones than I do. She's nuts. Never been out of the West Coast or East Coast. I, you know, other than her brief stint in El Paso. And I do mean brief. As far as the police go, I mean, you know how the Dems have treated them. And that's the silliest thing I've ever seen was them trying to say, no, it was the Republicans who wanted to defund the police.
Yeah.
Even the mainstream media didn't buy off on that.
No.
Although most of them did right away.
You know, I sit around here sometimes and I believe, I don't know exactly how you pronounce this, but I think the term is chutzpah. These guys have a lot of chutzpah, especially that Cuomo. COVID Andy Cuomo, COVID Andy is, he got a whole lot of chutzpah.
Now he wants to do the, you know, now, first of all, he's still trying to make bank on his COVID response.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Killed how many thousands of people?
Well, a lot more than died from guns. We'll put it that way. Hold up right there. We're going to the next break. Tell everybody where they can find your work.
You can go to thegunwriter.substack.com or armedamericannews.com.
Also, you can find his stuff. His gunwriter stuff gets reprinted by everybody. Truthaboutguns.com, amoland.com. He is, and you do what for? Well, you'll tell me when we get back. Just ran out of time. That just happens in live radio. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says Americans have the fundamental right to vote freely and fairly. Speaking in Philadelphia, Biden saying Americans should have the right to know that their vote will be counted.
Some things in America should be simple and straightforward. Perhaps the most important of those things is the right to vote.
Senate Republicans are pushing more Americans to get vaccinated to help stop the spread of the Delta variant.
If you're a football fan, we're in the red zone, but we're not in the end zone yet, and we need to keep preaching that getting the vaccine is important.
Speaking with reporters, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's perplexed why Americans have not been able to finish the job. Missouri Senator Roy Blunt saying Americans must get vaccinated to ensure that a future variant doesn't develop that these vaccines can't protect against. USA Radio News. Officials in Florida are giving an update on the condo collapse in Surfside. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava giving an update on the number of deaths in the collapse.
The number of confirmed deaths is now 95. 85 of these victims have been identified and 85 next of kin have been notified.
Cava saying over 18 million pounds of concrete have been removed from the collapse site. The Senate in session this week, and speaking on the Senate floor, Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says part of the bipartisan infrastructure plan must go towards combating extreme weather.
Climate change has forced us to repair and rebuild our infrastructure in a way that takes into account our new reality. Our infrastructure must become more resilient to extreme weather.
Schumer adding that he's worried about larger wildfires and more hurricanes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. Excuse me. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Lee Williams, and he put out an article the other day that I actually did as part of my show prep, but I want to go back and retouch on it, simply because it's based upon something called the Gun Violence Archive, which is the numbers that they're just the gift that keep on giving to the gun grabbers, aren't they?
Oh, man. They really are. And I got to tell you, when I started in looking at them and found out what I found out, I mean, if it wasn't so misused by the mainstream media and politicians, this would be laughable, okay? Because it's all about mass shooting. And just to hit right to the bone, the FBI says there were 30 mass shootings in 2019.
Yeah.
And these cats at the Gun Violence Archive say there were 417. Okay.
Right.
If there were 417 mass shootings, that's all you would see on CNN and MSLSD and all these other liberal networks all day long. So I called them up and I started talking to them. And it's all about the definition. I mean, we all know what we visualize in our head when we hear the term mass shooting. It's some lone cat. Maybe he's got one accomplice. They walk through a hallway of a school or a mall, shooting people at random. It's terrible, horrible. Hope it never happens again. But these guys at the Gun Violence Archive believe that they define a mass shooting as any time four or more people are shot, then have to be killed, shot or wounded. And the FBI, in their definition, they don't include self-defense shootings, gang violence, drug violence, domestic disturbances, hostage situations, or crossfire, or any of that stuff. But the Gun Violence Archive, I mean, they count them all. And I had an argument with the founder there, Mark Bryant, is their executive director.
Right.
And he was close, Bill, but he just wouldn't admit that his flawed data is being misused by the media. And this guy's he's a Second Amendment butter. He's a FUD. You know, the first words out of his mouth when he returned my call were, you know, I own guns, and I sold 3 Colt Pythons to get money to start this Gun Violence Archive. And first of all, that says a lot right there. Anybody who would sell 3 Colt Pythons?
Sacrilege.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I really agree.
Well, and, you know, so let me ask you this. For me, like with the FBI, with their definition of it, one of their definitions of a rampage killer or a mass shooter, and I'm talking about the Adam Lanza type, okay?
Yeah.
I'm not talking about a guy who's running some meth somewhere and he gets jacked up somewhere and he ends up killing 5 or 6 people while he's getting killed himself. That's a different kind of shooting, because they're actually committing a crime to do this. Their intent is to commit a crime anyway. So the fact that there's some gunplay involved in it, which is 83% of the time, you know, not surprising. But the FBI looks at rampage shooters as somebody who's going to a location with no other crime in mind except killing people.
Correct.
And for whatever purpose it may be, the intent and the motive is what separates the numbers from all of this other stuff. And so when I was reading your article, it sounds like they're out there saying, well, I don't tell them to take this way and think of it this way and to run it this way and to publicize it this way, except they don't say anything about it, though, do they? They don't get out there and say, well, let me put out, I guess we need to do another press release because there's Joe Biden quoting us again.
No. I mean, they get off on it, quite frankly. They enjoy the every time somebody uses their data. And he put the onus on the reporter and on the reader or the viewer if we misinterpret it. Okay, well, not every news consumer has the time to go and figure out how does this little group, a little itty-bitty nonprofit, I mean, the guy works out of his home. Everybody else works remotely. How do they define it? The FBI definition is spot on. I mean, it has to be in a public place, or it can be at more than one location. And like you said, the shooter was, his actions were not the result of another criminal act. I mean, if two groups of youth in Chicago have a dispute and over product or turf, and they shoot it out, they consider that a mass shooting. If a guy kills his family, domestic, they consider that a mass shooting. He doesn't have to kill them all if he shoots them all. And this guy is very, you know, he's trying to have it both ways, Bill. He wants the notoriety, and it's your fault if you can't understand what his numbers mean. Well, and I asked him, I said, aren't you aware that everybody is misusing your data? Hey, there weren't 417 mass shootings in 2019. And, well, that's the fault of the reporter and the news consumer, he said. I mean, there's no arguing with people like this. I just wanted to get the word out that if you see a news story on TV or in a paper or wherever, and Gun Violence Archive is the source of the numbers, they're incredibly flawed and conflated.
Oh, absolutely. when they get out there, this is what they do is the same thing as what the other thing they do where they get out there and say all of these children that are getting murdered, 19 to 2 years old, you know. Oh, really? 19 years old children? Yes, no kidding. Okay, where were these 19 year olds killed? Which yeah. They never give out. You know, they never give that out. They don't ever say, you know, we hawking. Because that's gang warfare. Because you know most of these kids are in gangs, unfortunately. But that whole thing, I read that with quite the interesting. Because I mean, people like you are driven by facts. You're driven by statistics, and facts and statistics, which are just purely a scientific result of a count. You know, that's not agenda driven. If the facts and statistics indicated what they seem to be saying, I would be taking a hard look at it myself, and I'd be like, maybe I should do a show about hockey. But you know, that's not the case, and that is not the case.
I got to tell you, the most flawed thing, even worse than the inflated numbers, is its methodology. I mean, they use law enforcement Twitter, law enforcement Facebook, law enforcement police blotter, and media sources as sources for their number. And I got to tell you, how many times have you seen a shooting, and then you read media accounts, and they were proven all wrong.
Hang on right there. We're going to make your point when we get back. Heading into the next break, talking to Lee Williams. He is the gun writer. You can find his website where everything kicks off at thegunwriter.substack.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are talking to gun writer Lee Williams, and we were talking about the fine multi-faced entity that is the Gun Violence Archive. But I saw this down at the bottom, and I'm almost to want to go jump ball between the Fourth Circuit panel and the craziest mayor in the USA, because the craziest mayor in the USA would not be this guy. I mean, he definitely would make top five.
Okay.
But I mean, okay. When you're comparing him to Lori Lightfoot and Bill de Blasio, and I mean, goodness gracious, all of these nuts that are out there running these cities that are just, you know, shooting galleries. But this are we talking about Garcetti? This is the L.A. mayor? Is that who that guy is?
No, this guy is the San Jose mayor.
Oh, that guy. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about him. Yeah, he did step off of the reservation there. So this guy is he's a first in nation, isn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, Sam Liccardo. You know, anytime, like I said, somebody says that they've got a great idea that will keep the city safe from the quote-unquote gun violence that has never been tried before. I mean, you know what he's going to come up with is going to be crazy as hell. And this guy, San Jose Mayor Sam Liccardo, he didn't disappoint, man. He wrote an opinion piece for CNN where he spelled out his plan. I don't think he ran it past any staff attorneys in City Hall there in San Jose, because if he had, they would have probably told him he's loony, because this thing is unconstitutional as hell. He wants to force every single gun owner in San Jose to have liability insurance. He wants to force them to purchase something. And he claims this will compensate the victims of unintentional gun harm by paying their, quote, medical bills, rehabilitative needs, and funeral expenses.
Well, okay. Okay. Now, this here's where my questions begin. I don't know if you know the answers or not, but at the very least, you and I could both scratch our heads at the same time. Does anybody actually write gun liability insurance?
No, I've yet to find one. And he also, the second part of his genius proposal is he's going to charge gun owners what he calls a, quote, modest fee to compensate taxpayers for the cost of gun violence.
Well, how many gun violence victims do they have in San Jose?
I have no idea, brother. But I got to tell you, if you have a lot of guns and you live in San Jose, I would be wary. Okay. Although this thing is unconstitutional all over it. If they even pass this thing, once it becomes a law, you know,
the Ninth Circuit will strike it down.
Yeah. Yeah, that tells you you're loony.
So,
The worst part, I got to say this.
Yes.
Now, and I think this is his actual intent. If it can be shown, once this thing becomes law, that you haven't paid your fees per gun and you don't have the insurance that nobody underwrites, then they can seize your gun. Then they can confiscate your gun. Okay, that's, I think, his intent.
Has this actually passed and become law yet?
They passed some motions thing in City Hall. It's not law yet. I don't think it's going to get through even a California legal review because it's crazy. You're going to tax me for a constitutional right. Okay, sure.
Well, I mean, here's the other thing now. In some of his stuff, I noticed he starts talking about national statistics.
Yeah.
Now, he should not be concerned with national statistics. He doesn't have a jurisdiction.
He's a local mayor, although I'm sure he wants to be a national politician.
Sure. He may be considered a rising star in the Democrats now. All you got to do is be a loony.
Well, I know Joe Biden had him at the table yesterday in D.C. He was one of those mayors and chiefs of police that Biden brought in to talk about gun violence.
golly gee. Anyway, that part about it, you know, while they're out there pushing this, I mean, Lori Lightfoot gets out there and does it. Cuomo's doing it. They're all Democrats doing it.
Yeah.
This is setting them up for an electoral bloodbath, I kind of thing. But, you know, well, we'll see what we get out of it. But, I mean, they really think they have no limits as to how far they can go, don't they?
I know. I got to think, Bill, that it's going to pay off for us during the midterms. I would not be surprised if the House and Senate swing back. Unfortunately, I'm not focusing that far. I'm still on Chipman watch and on Chipman wait to see what's going on with him. Last I heard, there were 4 senators that were on the fence.
You know what I say about Chipman, don't you? You know why I don't trust Chipman?
I think that would be a couple hour long discussion.
No, it's actually quite a simple thing. I mean, my criteria is quite superficial. He looks like he could have been the third Darren in the Bewitched series.
But you know what? That's probably one of the best reasons not to trust him that I've heard.
Yeah, so, you know, that part of it, I know that's superficial and probably not exactly nice to say about somebody talking about their looks. But at the same time, I can't wait to see what happens to them when the whole ATF, even without Chipman, gets up there and passes all their stuff that they want to pass, because I'm sure they're going to pass it. I'm sure they're going to try to outlaw braces and, you know, make all these pistols short-barreled rifles, and they're also going to outlaw, try to outlaw home-built guns, and now they got to get in front of a judge and go, well, you know, Your Honor, yeah, you're right. The home-built guns have been okay since before we were a country, but they're not okay now, okay? Listen, we're just trying to fight crime.
Well, I will tell you this on the whole ghost gun home-built thing. my good friend, Sarasota County, Florida, Sheriff Kurt Hoffman, sent a couple of his guys through their property room, and they checked every single firearm that they'd ever recovered from a crime scene, and there's hundreds. Not one of them was a home build. Every single one of them had a serial number. And he's got a large sheriff's office. He's got 1,000 employees, okay? 1,000 sworn employees.
Right.
So much for their fiction that these ghost guns are raising hell. They're not.
I would imagine that, given how easy it is to steal a gun out of a car, especially if you can find a BLM agent in your local neighborhood, I would think that that would be the last thing they build a gun? Yeah, sure, that's happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me show you these 20 I stole over the weekend.
Yeah.
I live in San Francisco. Anyway.
Absolutely. They're not going to do that.
Well, the good thing, Lee, is that people became aware of you at the very best time because you are going to be calling attention. And it's a very target-rich environment for somebody like you. I mean, this is it's bad that we have so much to talk about or write about, but at the same time, it's good that we are here to do it, I guess.
You know, I look for the day when you and I can get back to discussing high-quality firearms.
Yeah, that'd be great. But
ignore the news.
Yeah, I didn't get one of my guns engraved the other day just because I wanted to. Not because I needed to, just because I wanted to, because it reminds me of my pappy.
Nice. You
know, something stupid like that. You know, but in the meantime, while we're doing it, we gotta worry about people like San Jose Mayor and the Gun Violence Archive. And it's good that you are on it. I'm pleased to be a part of it as well. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. And if you talk to him before I do, give my regards to Mr. Walters, that bashful fellow that he is.
I shall. Thank you, Bill. I really love doing the show. Appreciate it.
I do appreciate it myself. Hour number three is inbound, and we are, I spoke with him today. We should have the Yeti. Steve Fisher should be with us, so let's keep our fingers crossed on that one. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
XS Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase.
Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.